Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, a gut moed, moedim l'simcha. We are continuing in the Mishnah Yomi with the Mishnah for Sunday, the day after the first day of the Omer. And we are in the sixth perek of Kilayim, Mishnah Dalid. We're continuing with training grapevines over structures and trees. Now at the end of Mishnah Gimel, we mentioned that training a grapevine over an Ilan Srak, a barren tree, makes that tree bottle to the grapevine, kind of like a trellis or a similar structure that you would normally train a vine over, and the entire thing would be usher to plant underneath. Now here in Mishnah Dalit, Hamadle the Gefen al Miksat Ilan Machal. What if one trained his grapevine, the tendrils and the leaves part, over a portion of a tree, which is a food-bearing tree. Mutter l'havizera el tachat motar. It would be mutter to plant a different species, not grapes, under the rest of the tree. The reason here is it's not bottle to the grapevine. Since this is a fruit tree itself, it is not considered secondary in importance to the grapevine, and so the grapevine doesn't sort of take it over, halachically speaking, and the rest of the tree, which is not doesn't have a grapevine growing on it, it would be mutter to plant a different species underneath that. And if new growth from the vine starts going towards the other species underneath, you can be machazir, you can turn it around. This is interesting because under the trellis, we said if grapevines were growing over a different species, it would make it usser, like Kilayah Kerem. But here we're saying what he should do is take a look at what's going on, and before the grapevines get over the other species on this fruit-bearing tree, turn the vines around and have them go back in the other direction. Maase shahalach Rabbi Yeshua etzel Rabbi Yishmael l'kfar Aziz. So there was a visitation, maybe it was a Chol HaMoed trip, where Rabbi Yeshua went to visit Rabbi Yishmael in the village of Aziz. I didn't see Aziz on the map, but it's an interesting lashon because Az is brazen or impetuous. Like we say, a dog is an Az, like Az Panim is brazenness. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch says sometimes you have to be an Az Panim. If, you know, God forbid people are making fun of one for doing a Mishnah Yomi and say, oh, it's silly, learning a Mishnah every day. What are you going to think you're going to finish Shas? Well, the answer is yes. And the Shulchan Aruch says the first halacha in the morning, you got to be Az Panim. You have to be a little bit impetuous and a little bit energetic and alacritous. Despite people scoffing at us for doing mitzvot, we have to sort of ignore these scoffers and be oz, be brazen when we're doing mitzvahs. Now, we don't mean pushy, God forbid, but we don't take criticism to heart. We keep on learning and we keep on davening. We keep on doing our best. Interesting. This oz is also lashon of Gaza. For the amateur linguists, Gaza in Arabic is Aza. And I say Aza because it's not an ayin either. It's like a rayin. It's like a cross between a resh and a gimel and an ayin. I can't even say it. But if you're visiting Sderot for whatever reason, you know, doing a mitzvah, and you hear someone talking about Aza, they're talking about Gaza. So we can't even pronounce that letter. But Oz anyway, Kfar Aziz. Anyway, back to the story. Hirahu Gefen Mudla Al Mixos Taina. So he showed Rabbi Yeshua is visiting a grapevine that's trained over part of a ta'ena, a fig. Amarlo mandi lahavi zera el tachat mutar. He says, could I bring another species under the rest of the fig tree? Amarlo mutar. He says, it's mutar, we're going to see later. There's no iser planting another species under a tree, mamish, a tree, even though a gefen is, the grapes are brepri etz, and it's considered like a tree, but because of Kilayah Kerem, it's a different din. But a regular fruit tree, there's no issue bringing another species underneath it. The issue is the grapevine is covering part of it, so you could not plant under that part. Hello, Misham, the Beit HaMeginya. So he brought Rabbi Yeshua, who's visiting for Chol HaMoed, up to Beit HaMeginya, Harau Gevin, Shehi Mudla Al Miktzat HaKura. And he showed him there's a grapevine trained over one beam, V'sadon Shel Shikma, of the stump of a sycamore. Rubo Korot Harbe, and there were a lot of beams coming out of it. That's an important detail. What they would do with a sycamore, Rabosai, is it was used for construction, but what they would do to grow a lot of beams from it was, after it grew for a little while, for a few years, they would cut it down, but leave enough of the stump that it would grow back, but when it would grow back into multiple, like, treelets, treelas, like multiple beams would come out of one stump. It was a way of getting a lot of usable, lumber and building materials, they didn't have Home Depot or Bosai. So what were they doing? They were using their sycamore, their shikma, to grow a lot of beams for construction. So this grapevine was on one beam, but there were a lot of other beams without grapevines. Amar lo tachat the korazo aser. Underneath the beam growing out of the stump with the grapevine, that is forbidden. Hashar mutter. But under the rest of the little sycamore beams coming out, that would be mutter to put other species there. Good. Mishnah Hey, Ezehu Ilan Struck. What is a barren tree? Kosha Eno Esa Perut. So the Tanakhama says it doesn't make fruit. Okay, sounds easy enough. But Rebbe Meir Omer, Hakol Ilan Struck. Everything's an Ilan Struck. Hutzmina Zayat Vata'ena. Except for olives and figs. Now, he doesn't mean literally everything else, even an apple and an orange and a pomegranate and an esrog. He doesn't mean all these are Ilan Struck. He means in comparative importance to a vine. So Rebbe Meir is telling us, according to the Mefarshim, is if you trained a vine over part of a zayat or ta'ena, then that tree does not become bottle to the vine because it's still a chashuv tree in its own right. But if you trained a grapevine over an apple tree, since it's not so chashuv, it's not so expensive, not as important as the grapevine, that whole tree would be bottle to the grapevine. So he would hold, in that case, be usher to plant under that tree because that tree, even though it bears fruit, even though it has apples, it's not as chashuv as the vine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol she'ein kamahu notin sadot shlemot. He says, any species where they don't make whole orchards of this, they don't make a field of trees of this type, hareza ilan struck. It's considered an ilan struck. It's not important enough to plant an orchard of it. You might have one or two apple trees, but if you don't plant an apple orchard, it's not considered chashuv. There's an interesting halachic note about orange juice that some sources today, I think the Star K says this, I believe I saw this article in the Star K years ago, that most of the oranges grown in the world today are designated for orange juice. So because most of the oranges go into orange juice, maybe it would be possible, halachically, to say brei pri ha'etz on the orange juice instead of shahakol. So that's their havamina. I'm not endorsing any particular halachic view, but it's interesting that most of the, they plant orchards and orchards of oranges, groves and groves, all just for orange juice. So it's an interesting thing that the chashivas of these orange trees is dafka for the juice. Gut moed, Rabotai. Chazag avroch.